happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The spat between President Trump and Elon Musk went public today.
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if well anymore. I was surprised.
Musk is calling for Trump's impeachment and predicting a recession. Trump says he's canceling Musk's government contracts. The Supreme Court today sided with an Ohio woman who sued her employer for reverse discrimination. She says she was denied a new job and demoted because she's straight. Analyst Jessica Levinson.
When you're a plaintiff and you walk into court and you want to allege employment discrimination under Title VII, you're not going to have a different standard depending on who you are.
Mohammed Suleiman was charged today for the firebombing attack in Boulder, Colorado.
118 counts total. The 62 counts include attempted murder counts.
His attack on protesters supporting the hostages in Gaza injured 15 people. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Trump administration is scrutinizing Wisconsin's top election agency. Federal funding for voter education and poll worker training could be on the line. The U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division issued a sharp warning to the Wisconsin Elections Commission in a letter yesterday, saying that the agency is out of compliance with federal law. At issue, the DOJ says the commission lacks a proper administrative complaint process, a requirement under the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is a bipartisan body established roughly a decade ago by former Governor Scott Walker. It oversees election guidance for nearly 2,000 local clerks, and the agency does have a complaint system and investigative process in place. Any eligible Wisconsin voter can file a complaint. But the DOJ's letter suggests that may not meet federal standards. Since 2002, Wisconsin has received more than $77 million to help administer elections after HAVA, the post-2000 election law that aimed to make voting more accessible and secure. This latest federal push comes amid continued complaints over a mobile voting van used in Racine during a primary years ago. The city said the van expanded access for voters, but former Racine GOP chair Kenneth Brown disagreed and sued. The case went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which tossed it out earlier this year. The court's liberal majority ruled that Brown wasn't personally harmed and had no standing. State Republican lawmakers are taking another swing. A new bill, backed by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, would make it easier to sue if complaints to the Election Commission were dismissed. That proposal had a public hearing earlier this week. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Aaron Rodgers headed to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Aaron Rodgers has decided to join the Pittsburgh Steelers. ESPN reporting the 41-year-old quarterback will report to the team's mandatory minicamp next week. Rodgers was asked if he's kept in contact with head coach Mike Tomlin after he visited the Steelers' facilities in person earlier this year.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin. Yeah, great dude. So it was nice to go into the city. I never really spent any time in Pittsburgh other than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
So that sets up a showdown when the Packers travel to Pittsburgh on October 26th to play the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have the night off after beating the Reds yesterday 9-1. Milwaukee winning that series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy.
Really proud of our club to respond the way it did. Really, really proud of it.
The Brewers now get ready to host the San Diego Padres tomorrow night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, a high in the low 70s, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms. A mix of sun and clouds for the weekend, more storms possible. Highs both days within a few degrees of 70. Right now it's 78 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kendall Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers and the NFL, will be with us to talk sports, and Peter Rapine of EPOM's World with a humorous week in review.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays as we head into the weekend, kind of the last fun day. The week becomes fun on Thursday. Great to have you with me here at Nightlight. A beautiful night here in downtown Green Bay. I am working on some gelato. Did you have gelato today, Conrad?
No. I already had some this week, so I was like, I should be responsible.
Oh, look at you. One helping of gelato a week?
Well, you know, I just don't want to spend that cash.
You got that young, what do you call it, metabolism? You could probably wolf down some gelato every day.
I think I got metabolism of like a 7-year-old.
Yeah, you better slow down.
I did have something funny today, though.
Really? Please tell.
So I know you're like, if it's a random number, would you respond?
Oh, if you get a phone call.
This was actually a text message.
Oh,
it said, "Hey, are you still coming tonight? I made hot dish." And I said, "Sorry, I think you got the wrong number." And she said, "Are you sure this isn't my nurse friend, Lisa?"
I don't know. What do you look like?
is this her number? She spelled it N-U-M-M-P-E-R.
You dodged a bullet there.
And I said, no, it's not. She said, oh, this is awkward.
You know,
I hope this doesn't ruin your beautiful day.
All great couples have a story about how they met. This could be, I see rom-com here.
I don't even know her name. I know her friend's name is Lisa, though.
There you go. That's
her,
something.
Her nurse friend, Lisa.
No, but you already have her phone number. You don't really need her name.
I already deleted the conversation.
I don't know, man. You could have gotten a little mileage out of that.
I felt bad, though, because she said, this is so awkward. I hope I didn't ruin your beautiful day.
That's a bit much.
I was like, you just texted the wrong number.
You could just say sorry. Wrong. You know what I mean? Like
That made it seem like it was a fake person.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
But the hot dish thing was, I was like, who says hot dish and like is a fake person?
Hot dish is a real thing. I never heard that term until we moved to Wisconsin. What's for dinner? Hot dish. Well, that's kind of vague. Like, what's in...
Isn't it just a bunch of random stuff?
It's like a casserole, I think. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like a pasty all cut up. Pasty? Well, pasty.
Anyways, I'm going to her house tonight to eat some hot
dish. Good luck. I would register at Bed Bath & Beyond if it goes that far.
She had a 715 number. So what is that?
Ooh, that's Marinette. And it's also Wausau. In Eau Claire. It's like the whole top part of the state, I think.
Well, looks like I'm going for a drive.
Yeah. See what happens. Keep us posted. I got to go back because that one girl still thinks my name is Tristan. And I have to, I never really put any closure on that conversation, but she kind of gave up on me. I had all these great ideas about how I was going to make this a fun radio thing. And I got bored myself. They never really give you much, you know? They're just trying to suck you in. They want your bank account number. Not your girl, though. She's the real deal.
She just wants hot dish.
Right. I see a first date for you and this numper woman going to Happy Gilmore 2. I think that would be a really sweet first date.
Well, it's on Netflix.
Oh, well, okay. Then have her over and watch Netflix and chill. Whatever that means. You can ask Todd and Aaron Zobbers that.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Thursday night, Nightlight, folks. We are going to light it up. Great to have you here tonight. Boy, big news, too, tonight. Aaron Rodgers picked a team.
Yeah. It's
Steelers.
It's not going with a prophecy anymore.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Packers, Jets, and then Vikings.
Oh, he would have followed in...
Brett Favre's.
Did Favre play for the Jets?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
And he played for the... So, you know, I think... it's not going to go that well, to be honest. But
why?
I just think
he's old.
I just think it's past the time of Aaron Rodgers. No.
I agree with you. However, I will say Mike Tomlin is a great coach. The Steelers are a phenomenal organization. Like, he's not stepping into New York. He's stepping into a completely different. He's got a good receiver. Pickens is still there, right?
No, Pickens is actually on the Cowboys now.
They tried. They did trade.
They got DK Metcalf now, though.
Oh my God. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah,
I'm not rooting against the guy or anything, but he's kind of a...
You know who I'm really rooting for this year? Justin Fields.
Where is he now?
He's on the Jets.
He's on the Jets, that's right.
I'm really rooting for him.
I like him. I hope he does well. I think he's a hard worker and a phenomenal athlete.
And the first game of the season for the Jets is against the Steelers.
Is that right?
Yep. And week 11, the Steelers play the Packers.
He has got... Justin Fields has a cannon, too.
Yeah, and he is that rushing upside. I think he's going to play well over there.
I hope he does. I don't know how accurate he is. People say, well, he's not accurate. Well, I don't know. I mean, I watched him when he was on the Bears, and he had some throws nobody else could make. And then he'd have some bad ones, but I feel with the right coach, maybe Fields could do something.
I think they gave up on him too fast. But
yeah, but what do you do? You have Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels.
No, I know.
You kind of have to go that route, right?
I would have won for Caleb Williams as well, but... Justin Fields isn't just your average quarterback. I think he's going to be better than average this year.
Yeah, we'll see. Although he didn't do much in Pittsburgh. Like, I thought Tomlin would be able to do something with him.
He had a winning record. He was like 5-2 or something like that before he got benched.
For Russell Wilson?
I mean, it's Russell Wilson. So kind of got a bench for Russell Wilson.
I guess so. Lots going on tonight, folks. I've got a lot to get to here. We've got a great question. I just finished watching. I'm just going to give a quick thumbnail here. I did in my Hollywood Beats I do every day here at Civic Media. I recommended Osama bin Laden, American Manhunt. It's called Osama bin Laden. And I talked a little bit about it either last night or the night before. Oh my God, does it get your blood pumping at the end when they go in to get bin Laden and they're talking to the SEAL commander and SEAL Team 6 and those guys. Did you know that SEAL Team 6, do you know why they're called SEAL Team 6?
No. Why?
It has nothing to do with a sequential, like, there's SEAL Team 1 and 2, and then to throw other countries off, they just went with 6. So other places would be like, well, where's SEAL Team 3, 4, and 5?
You'll never know.
They don't exist. Exactly. You got to keep people guessing. That's brilliant. But everything that went into this was so, it's just a really well-done documentary. And it just really, when they get to that compound and you realize... What's so weird is like, and I kind of said this with warfare, these guys are so trained. They're like unbelievable soldiers with all these incredibly special skills. And they still prepared over and over and over and tried to anticipate any sort of, any place it could go off the rails. And watching how meticulous they were. And even with that, even though they're highly trained as soldiers, they prepared like crazy. Stuff still could go wrong. It just makes you really appreciate everything. Like top to bottom, the planning from the White House to the CIA to the Navy SEALs and the military. I mean, it was really, really eye-opening. But also, it was eye-opening in the sense that, like, the CIA got thrown under the bus a couple times. Like, you always think everybody's on the same side. But parts of the government seem really territorial. And that did come out a little bit in this documentary. But really, really good. I finished it last night. I highly recommend American Manhunt. I thought all of them have been good. The OJ one was good. The Boston Bomber one was good. And this one was really good, too. So big recommend. You watched, we're going to get a brief review from Conrad too, right after we do our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What, folks, all right, first of all, it's a big day today. It's National Start Over Day. So what is something in your life you wish you could redo? If you could go back, what is something you would redo? It's National Start Over Day. It's a good one. You can have some fun with this. What is something in your life you wish you could redo? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I think I kind of sold a couple movies and I just stopped doing stand-up. And I wish I would have kept doing stand-up. That's the only reason I stopped. It wasn't like I stopped because I wasn't getting work or anything. And I would have put like when I had some more, like when I had expendable income when I was younger before I had kids, I would have put more money away. I don't know. What about you?
There's this time when I was still in high school, I was senior.
Wow. Going back to high school.
Nice. And I was down like 30 pounds or something like that, something around there. And I was biking at the end of the day and I was going for like an hour and like 15. And one of my friends came up to me and said, "Hey, do you want to play some basketball on the court quick?" And I should, this guy is really competitive and my legs are like limp still. And I go for a layup and I land on his foot and I sprained it really bad.
You sprained your own foot.
And that like put me in a complete dump for the rest of the like year. Oh, I feel like where horrible. I didn't work out. I couldn't do much. So I'd say if I could go back, I would say, "No, I don't want to play basketball with you. I'm just going to go home after
Take
this workout.
That ball and shove it."
I was doing really good then, and he ruined it.
That's funny because, I mean, you are only 25. You don't have a whole lot to look back on other than a casual sports injury. That's pretty good.
I wish I could have gone back and started golf earlier.
Yeah.
Then I could be in the PGA right now, you know?
Probably. Probably have some hardware at home.
Yeah.
I should have taken singing lessons at 14. Anyway, have some fun with it, folks. What do you wish you could redo? It could be something silly, something serious, whatever you guys think. Always more fun when you participate. Be sure and text us, and we will read it on the radio. You can also use the app to text us or the stream, whether you're watching on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. And speaking of the app, ladies and gentlemen, did you know you need to have the app to play our Conrad, what is it?
Scani Summer Contest.
Scani Summer, baby. It is happening right now. It's another one of our Text to Win Civic Media contests, and it's a lot of fun. I cannot recommend it enough. All you need, folks, is the app, which you probably already have anyway. Listen for the keywords at 6 a.m. 6 a.m.
7.
7 a.m.
Yes.
11. 11 a.m., that is. 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Yep. Get the keyword, text it in, and you are eligible to win hourly prizes, which consist of $100 in your pocket, cash, non-taxable. I mean, unless you have a guilty conscience, you could probably pay taxes on that if you wanted to.
That's up to you, I guess.
Yeah, if you're a straight shooter, good citizen. Or Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. Those are our hourly prizes. And once you enter in the hourly portion of the contest, you are automatically entered to win two grand prizes and two trips. Where are they, Conrad?
Well, you got Baraboo, Wisconsin. And then you got Door County.
All great stuff. Two of the most beautiful spots in our state. We are including gas money with that. All you have to do, folks, you really have no excuse. Just text in the keyword at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., or 4 p.m., and you're eligible to win the hourly and the grand prize. It's our Scani Summer Text to Win Civic Media Contest. Good luck, everybody. I really wish I could be part of that. Where would you go? I probably go to Baraboo because I've been to Door County so much. I haven't really been to Baraboo. I think I've been through Baraboo. That's it.
I have family that lives in Baraboo, so I've been there many times.
Yeah, you have. Aunt Carla lives there, right?
Yeah, and my grandma. So I've been there many times, but it's beautiful. And Devil's Lake is great. If you can get out to Devil's Lake, oh, that is beautiful out there.
It sounds scary.
Well, there's some tales there. Maybe Todd should go there and
I feel
do a little test.
We must have covered that with Todd at some point, but maybe not. All right, we're going to read your text when we come back, and I'm going to tell you about something called runp.com, folks. You're not going to want to miss this. And Conrad's going to give a quick review of something he just saw. This is Peach Wabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're holding back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
And almost time for Raptors Baseball as we welcome you in to the Raptors pregame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, your radio broadcaster, and well, last night it was a big-time victory for those Raptors. They ended up winning 11-4 over the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Today they start a new series. They continue their five-game homestand. This is the third game of that homestand as they take on the Royal Oak Leprechauns. The Leprechauns, heading into this one, they sit at 5-4 on the season. And they've had kind of an up-and-down time, but they're in the midst of a very long road trip. They are playing five straight to start off the month of June. This is their fourth road game in a row, and they're looking to get back on the right track after dropping two of those first three here on the road trip. And, well, in Wisconsin Rapids, the Raptors hoping to move up in the standings. They sit just half a game behind the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. They're also just one game back of the Green Bay Rockers. So they're feeling pretty good about where their spot is right now and have a good chance to move up if they're able to get the win tonight. So a big game here. Royal Oak, they sit at tied for second place in the Great Lakes East, and they're just half a game back of first place at 5-4, but they're also just 1.5 games ahead of last place in the subdivision. So a big difference in that subdivision and could be something to watch, but Royal Oak playing for a lot tonight in a three-way tie for second place, with Kenosha just half a game back as well, sitting alone in fifth place. So plenty on the line for the Leprechauns, plenty on the line for the Raptors as we'll get going. The starting matchup tonight is Noah Marschke on the mound, a right-hander against another right-hander, Cal Rutherford. I'll talk a little bit more about them a little bit later, but before that, we've got our pregame interview, as we always do. This time it's going to be with outfielder Chris Diaz, who's been off to a hot start in his career with the Raptors, hoping to keep it rolling. We'll talk to him, and then after that, it's starting lineups and starting pitcher breakdown. All of that comes up next here on the Raptors pregame show on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is pollinator month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The Ecosystem Mission Area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me today as our guest of the show, it is Chris Diaz. And Chris, you got here a few days ago. You've gotten a little bit of a chance to get settled in, and well, you've settled in at the plate, certainly. It's been a great start to the year for you. But why don't you go ahead and give the fans a little bit of an introduction for yourself?
How you doing? I'm Chris Diaz.
That's Jack Obraski off in the distance.
I'm a New York native. I'm just here to play baseball. I love the game. Here to play for the team and win some games.
Love to play baseball. I mean, what more can you want from a summer collegiate league? And, well, you've got some experience in collegiate leagues. I was talking to you about this a little bit before we started recording here. And played last summer in Bethesda. How was that experience for you?
It was awesome. I mean, the group of guys there, Coach Sal, Coach G, they all good guys over there. I mean, they made the summer really fun. I learned a lot. And, you know, it was just a really good time playing baseball with a couple other guys that just love to play as well.
And this past year, when you go back to your collegiate time and in the spring, I mean, obviously that's part of the reason why you came in a little bit late, but just kind of run us through kind of what that experience was like for you.
Yeah, so in the spring, it was fun. I mean, we just try to win games and do everything remotely possible just to get out there and obviously get close enough to make it to the conference playoffs and then obviously win the conference, which is the end goal, and then make it to a regional. So that was pretty much the goal. It was a lot of fun. Marist did a really good, it was a really good time. You know, we just try to go out there and win.
And you look at the numbers for you. I mean, they don't lie. I mean, it shows some great stuff at the plate. And from what we've seen early on in the season here in the Northwoods, I mean, it seems like it's translating over as well. What is your kind of approach when you step up to the plate?
Just be one, be like within myself, trust God, trust his plan with me. I try to just believe in the Lord and make sure that I trust in him, because I just try to let him take the wheel and let him do his own thing, because at the end of the day, everything that happens for a reason is due to him. And that's what I believe. And with my approach, I just try to stay calm at the plate. I try to be really early. And then trust God, that's all.
Yeah, so mentally calm, you know, trusting your maker, and obviously that's something that's been repeated a couple times, especially by the coaching staff. Yeah. When I've gotten a chance to talk to them, especially Eric Robles, who I'm sure you've got a chance to talk to. Yep. How has that connection been for you, and also just with the coaching staff in general?
It's been great. I mean, we all have similar ideas and similar beliefs, so it's really easy to go out there and be coached by them, which is honestly a really important thing when you're a player and coming into a pretty competitive league and a league that doesn't really take too many breaks. So definitely something that I appreciate from them.
Yeah, and you talk about not having too many breaks. How are you kind of preparing for this, full season here and, you know, just making the most of your time whenever you are here?
It's just really taking care of my body, trying to stay healthy, getting my lifts in, doing my mobility, things like that to prepare my body for, you know, every single game and each and every day that my name is on the lineup card. So just doing that, taking care of my body, and then most importantly, just staying within my faith and just keeping that strong so that I can go out there with full confidence.
Yeah, well, I always like to ask the players a little bit about what they do, you know, outside of the game of baseball. And like I said, it's been a little bit of time for you here in Wisconsin Rapids. Have you gotten a chance to get out on the town? Any hobbies that you've picked up while here?
Yeah, I haven't yet because, you know, it has been 1 week, but I've definitely been trying to go out there to the lakes and just try and get my fishing in.
Oh, yeah.
Fishing has like been a really big thing for me, just trying to stay calm, and it's something that really helps me stay in the present moment. So I like doing fishing, and it's just really fun to go out there and catch something. Yeah.
So no fish caught yet?
Nah, not yet.
All right. So first one on the way. I guess I'll have to catch back up with you a little bit later in the season to see if you've caught anything. I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I hope I need to.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for our pregame interview here. Thanks for taking your time.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, more on the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors pregame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And it's almost time for Rafters baseball as we're just moments away from first pitch here from Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas bringing you in to the game as the Rafters get ready to roll. We've got just about 3 minutes until first pitch, and the team's out here getting warmed up. The Rafters today at home are taking on the Royal Oak Leprechauns. And well, you just got done listening to that pregame interview where I was talking with one of the players of the game yesterday. I mean, what a performance that we saw from him, Chris Diaz. And he might have been the best player out there, but it was close company as Cam Douglas also had a very big game. He went 3-for-5 with 4 RBIs, whereas the guy I just talked to, Diaz, he went 3-for-3 but reached base 5 times. He also drew a walk and a hit by pitch, although he only had 1 run and 1 RBI. Still a phenomenal game for both of those players, and hoping to keep it rolling as we take a look at the starting lineups for these two teams. First off, with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Actually, no, let's go back over to the Royal Oak Leprechauns. They're going to be led out over at first base by Tyranski, followed up by Boyke in right field. Batting third, it's going to be Daver at shortstop. At third base, it's Vanavide. Along with that, it's Zyriz, at the designated hitter position. He bats fifth. Turner bats sixth at behind the plate. Orozco is the second baseman, batting seventh. Batting eighth, it's Alvaro in left field. And batting ninth at center field, it's Larkins. Cal Rutherford on the mound for the Leprechauns. And, well, Rutherford, he's a right-handed pitcher who's looking to kind of keep his strong start to the season going. And I talked a little bit about it, but he has not allowed an earned run in the season. Very tough to do, and he's thrown 6 2/3 innings as well. So it's not just a small sample size, and he has been absolutely dominating out of the gates. Hoping to keep that rolling along as he takes on the Rafters. And, well, now time to take a look at the Rafters lineup. They're going to be led out by the shortstop, Mason Onati. Then in right field, Cameron Douglas. In left field, it's Royce Clayton Jr. At third, Jack Guerrero. He's batting cleanup. And the newcomer to the Rafters today, he is playing his first game as an active member, Madden Akko, the designated hitter. Talked to him a little bit before the game, but not too much of a chance to. As, well, batting sixth in the order, it's Chris Diaz, who I just mentioned, and have gotten to hear a little bit of a word from him as well. Batting seventh, Noah Ruiz at second base once again, and he stays down at seven in the order, but he is maybe one of the hottest batters in all of the Northwoods League. Nick Adrian bats eighth behind the plate, and Matt Pinal, he's playing first base, batting ninth, as Noah Marshke is getting ready to get to work for the Rafters. Marshke pitching in his first game for the Rafters. He was officially activated for the game yesterday in order to be able to play for this series. And, well, he's going to be getting ready to work with Nick Adrian behind the plate. First pitch here from the lefty is in there, called strike number one. So it brings to an 0-1 count at 6:35 p.m. start time. And a beautiful day today here in early June as Rafters, sitting at 4-6, are taking on the 5-4 Leprechauns. This pitch missing outside to bring it 1-1, and Marshke dominant at Madison Area Community College. He's more of a local guy. He played here last year, of course, and, well, this is his first start of the season. Marshke over at Madison Area Community College, he dominated. Just over a 2 ERA in 12 starts as that pitch misses outside for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count to Ryan Tyranski. Tyranski, the leadoff batter for the Leprechauns, puts a bunt down the third base line, but foul and rolls towards the Rafters dugout. So the count rolls to 2-2 with nobody on, nobody out for the leadoff man. Tyranski, a native of Birmingham, Michigan. He attends the University of Cincinnati. Batting .486 on the season, he's got a 1,200 OPS to start off the year in the Northwoods League. He has been one of the best batters this year and really all of the league. He's playing first base today, and this pitch is a foul away. So he'll see pitch number six, still at a 2-2 count. On deck, you have number 22, Boyke. And Boyke listed as a pitcher on the roster. He'll be an exciting guy to get to see to the plate. But a 2-2 count here to the leadoff man, and it's a off-speed pitch that gets him way ahead on the swing for strike number three, and a leadoff strikeout for the Rafters as Noah Marshke looks like he's ready to roll here in his first appearance. And Jack Boyke from Adrian College, a native of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, gets a swing and a miss for strike number one as Noah Marshke's stuff has looked great early on. That one, 75 miles an hour, but he's been mixing up pitches all over and doing a good job of that so far as this pitch is a little low for ball number one. It's 1-1. Boyke today, he's playing right field. And he'll be followed up by Jack Dower. The 1-1 count misses outside, and it's 2-1. Dower, the last man due up this inning. He's playing shortstop, and we'll give you a little bit more of an introduction when he comes up to the plate. But Boyke right now at the dish, left-handed batter, fouls this one away over the rat trap, which is bustling today. It's like a fun party going on up top the rat trap, and even the river, of course, as always, is buzzing down below. And a 2-2 count with the right fielder at the plate. Marshke has liked these 2-2 counts, at least from the first batter that he saw. 2-2, misses outside, and the count runs full. And Marschke, he had joined the Rafters last year prior to playing collegiately. And this one on the outside edge, called strike three, back-to-back Ks to start off the first inning. And it's two up, two down for Noah Marschke. Well, I mentioned it, a beautiful day here. It's 75 degrees, partly cloudy. And you couldn't ask for much better baseball conditions, and the wind as well, almost non-existent, really negligible, as the first pitch here to Jack Dower is called for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. So now getting ready to go. Here's the pitch from Marschke. This one's pieced into the right center field. That gets down for a hit. And coming up on it, Cam Douglas, and he'll pick it up and throw it back in. But it is a two-out single from Jack Dower. So no striking out three in a row for Marschke, but still hoping to pick up those three Ks here in the first inning. And the Rafters feeling good about this early start, but it's really going to matter how they can keep it up and whether or not Marschke can turn his strong first two batters into anything more. This one got a little bit away from Adrian, nearly got the runner from first, Dower, to take off, but he's going to stay there instead and bring it to an 1-0 count. At the plate, Chase Van Ameed. And this one is hit high in the air, right and out of play. And so it'll bring it to a 1-1 count. One and one, runner on first base, two away. In the top of the first inning, Marschke looks home, sends it, gets called strike number two. And good location early on from Marschke is he's still taking that step forward, and Chase Van Ameed at the plate from the University of Notre Dame, native of Lake Orion, Michigan, and a swing and a foul tip, but not able to be brought in by Nick Adrian, so ends up just being a foul ball, and count runs to 1-2. Nearly was strike number three and would have been a strikeout the side moment for Marschke, but he'll have another chance at it. 1-2 count with two away and a runner on first. He brings that front foot forward and he gets the swing and a miss. Strike number three, strikeout number three. And there are three away here in the first inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, one left on base. It's tied at zero as we hit the bottom of the first here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And the leadoff man for the Rafters coming out for their first plate appearance this game, it's Mason Onati. Onati will be followed up by KD Cameron Douglas. Douglas, he had a very good game yesterday. And, well, Onati's been off to a strong start of the season. Also due up, Royce Clayton Jr., who had his first off day of the year yesterday. And that was after starting the first nine games in center field. Today, Clayton in left field for the first time. And, well, a little bit of a defensive switch up, hoping to help out the Rafters. Onati playing shortstop to get things rolling along here. And we're giving the go-ahead to the lefty batter. The righty on the mound, Cal Rutherford, sends this one home. It's called for strike number one. So an 0-1 count. That one was right down the pipe. So it's an 0-1 count as this one's hit high in the air towards left field. It's dropping, but a sliding grab from the left fielder out there is going to pick it up for out number one. A nice play by Alvord and brings it to one away with nobody on for Douglas. Douglas, the right fielder for today, he's hoping to get things rolling along from the plate, similar to the way that the start of his season has gone. It's been a very strong start. First pitch here misses well inside, nearly hits Douglas, but he did back out of the way. Douglas on the season. He's batting .500, reaching base at a .600 clip as this pitch misses outside, and it's a 2-0 count. That tells you a little bit, but that's only in two games. He's 4-for-8 with 5 RBIs. So a 2-0 count. And that pitch missing low and away. It's 3-0. On deck, Royce Clayton Jr., who I mentioned earlier. Onati flew out to left field. The Leprechauns saw 4 up and 3 down, all 3 down on strikeouts, as that one's called strike number 1 to Douglas. And Noah Marschke looking dominant early on, hoping that he can keep that rolling into the second. 3-1 count with 1 away and the base is empty for the righty batter, and he swings and misses. Well, looks like a foul ball and brings it to a full count. 3-2 with 1 away. Douglas from Alabama State, those 5 RBIs are standing out right now just in two games. He's looking like maybe the next coming of Noah Ruiz. Ruiz, though, he's been incredible from the plate. We'll talk about him a little more once it gets to his plate appearance, as that one is fouled away by Douglas. And this is just the kind of thing that you see from Douglas. I mean, he goes out there and he swings. He puts up plate appearances. Last game, he had 3 singles, but the 2 plate appearances where he didn't single, he saw a full count. And here he swings and misses at this pitch for strike number 3. And, well, that's what his 2 plate appearances looked like last game, where he wasn't able to reach base. And both of them ending on strikeouts after seeing at least 6 pitches. And so even when he does strike out, it's a quality at-bat. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr., and Clayton, the right-handed batter, it's a righty-righty matchup with 2 away and nobody on. Still tied at 0 in the bottom of the first. And he swings and misses at the first pitch to bring it 0-1. And Clayton, prior to his off day yesterday, it had been a lot of swing and misses over the previous couple of games after starting off the season torching hot. Enters today batting .282 as he swings and fouls one back. Moves it to an 0-2 count. Clayton, 9 games played, .282 batting average. He's got a .659 OPS. He's drawn just one walk this season to 16 strikeouts, right now leading the team in strikeouts, so really hoping to come back down on that. And this will tell a lot about his approach. The 0-2 count, he holds off on a pitch inside for ball number one, and there you go. That's a tough pitch to lay off of, and that's exactly what I'm saying. 0-2 count, when he's got two strikes, is he chasing pitches? Is he trying to put one into play that's not in the zone? Didn't show that there. 1-2 count. This one's fouled back. Saw that pitch coming over and just stayed alive up there. So that's exactly what you're hoping to see from him after taking the day off. And, of course, still was here. He got to work with all the coaching staff. And a full coaching staff now is both Manny Silva and Mike Spears have come in to help out as this pitch misses inside. It's a 2-2 count to Clayton. Silva and Spears both joined on Monday and Tuesday, respectively. Monday at Lakeshore for Silva as he flew into Milwaukee, as this one is hit high in the air towards left field, but it's staying up a little too far, and it's going to be caught by the left fielder for out number three. So the Rafters go 1-2-3 in the first as they will get back to work with Noah Marschke on the mound when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Into the second we go, still scoreless, and it's Noah Marschke back to work on the rubber. And, well, he had a very good first inning. Struck out the side for the first time this season. No Rafters pitcher had done that until now. And, well, it's one of the returners from last year's season, and excited to get to see him back out here, as of course he's a local guy, and well, how can you not root for him? Hoping to keep his strong start to the season rolling along. And well, he pitched to a 2.29 ERA as this pitch is in there, called for strike number one. At Madison area, 2.29 ERA, 66.2 innings pitched, 89 strikeouts in those 66 innings. This one on the outside to Zuriz for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count to the designated hitter. One is taken a little bit low, and Zuriz showing some plate discipline up there. Bring it 2-1. Marschke last season with the Rafters, 10 and a third innings, as that one misses low. It's a 3-1 count, and he was pretty good. Well, he was all right in those 10 and a third. Appeared in three games, made two starts, struck out 11. 4.35 ERA as this one's hit high in the air towards left field, and on the fly ball, it's caught by tonight's left fielder for the Rafters, and Royce Clayton Jr. So he's making a defensive play in his first start this season in left field, and there's the first out that isn't a strikeout. Brings up Owen Turner to the plate. Turner, the catcher tonight. He is a right-handed batter going up against the lefty on the mound as he hits this one well into left field. But the liner, it's a sliding grab by Royce Clayton Jr. Showing off the leatherwork out there again, and that's back-to-back outs recorded by Clayton. Well, we saw three strikeouts in the first. Do we see three fly balls to left field in the second? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Lefty-lefty matchup here as the new batter is Max Orozco. Orozco, the second baseman for the Leprechauns. First pitch to him, misses low and away for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Orozco from Oakland University. He's a native of Rochester Hills, Michigan. And 1-0 count with two away and nobody on. It's tied at zero in the top of the second. Breaking ball just misses low for ball number two. It's 2-0 to Orozco. Orozco enters today with an .087 batting average, a little lower than he was hoping for, but intending to bring that up as this pitch misses outside for ball number three. It's 3-0 on the count. So Marschke now taking his time up there, getting ready to bring it home. He does, and it's called for strike number one, so it's a 3-1 count. Two away, 3-1, as you look at the batting here for Orozco. He's reaching base at a .400 clip as this one is taken for ball number four, and he's going to improve that once more. So despite his low batting average, just .087, on-base percentage up at .400 thanks to his strong plate discipline, and it brings up Nolan Alvord. Alvord, a right-handed batter, so it's a righty-lefty matchup. He's playing left field today and has a runner on first base with two away in the top of the second. Just under 15 seconds on the pitch clock, and Marschke looks over to first, now sends it home. It's a little bit outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Alvord from Grand Valley State University. He is a native of Fenton, Michigan. The 1-0 count. He's going to send a pickoff attempt back to first. Nearly gets him, but just sliding under the tag was Orozco, and so he's safe back at the base, just barely. That was a pretty nasty pickoff attempt from Marschke. It's a 1-0 count. Now he fires it home, and it's on the outside edge, called strike. 1-1. Alvord batting .185 on the season. He's 5-27. But it's a .353 on base percentage for him as pickoff attempt once again, back to first base, just checks the runner. That one not quite as competitive as the other pickoff attempt. Mostly just to make sure he's not getting that early start. Now he's taken off. The pitch home is called a ball. The throw down to second. That gets on by into center field. Now Orozco taking off over for third base, and he's in. After the stolen base, he picks up third on the throwing error from Nick Adrian. So runner on third base with two away and a 2-1 count now to Alvord. Not the way that Marschke was hoping this inning would go and limiting those base runners from reaching over to third, but 2-1 count is a little low for ball number three. Marschke hoping to limit the damage here. He struck out three batters in the first inning. Did allow a hit, but he stayed at first base. So pretty similar here in the second, but one out is all it takes, and the 3-1 is a little outside for ball number four. That's back-to-back walks for from Noah Marschke as Nolan Alvord works his way over to first base. So now a mound visit here already. That's a little surprising. You don't see mound visits this early all too often, especially here in the second after what's been a relatively strong start. So with a new batter here, it's a left-hander, Dylan Larkins, and Mike Spears going out to talk strategy with Marschke. Make sure that he's in the right mindset. And that's something that all of these coaches kind of preach. And that's one of the big takeaways that I've learned from them and picked up from them over the early part of the season is they're so focused on the mental mindset of these guys, not just the pitchers and batters. And to them, that's the big key to success, is staying in the good frame of mind, as that's called for strike number one to Larkins. And Spears probably looking at the performance back-to-back walks. He says, okay, don't want that to compound. Make sure that he's all right. This pitch missing high and tight brings it 1-1. I don't think he was in danger of getting pulled, or don't think that he is relatively soon, but it is something that you kind of want to temperature check on. Runners on first and third with two away and a 1-1 count to the left-handed batter. Hits this one high to left field, and maybe my prediction came true. It did. Three flyouts to left field here in the second inning. And so no runs come home on no hits, no errors, and two left on base for the Leprechauns. Still knotted at zero as we hit the bottom of the second here from Wisconsin Rapids at Winter Field on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Let's get back to the game.